Blog Talk Radio. That was Whitney singing the song. Tonight, as we get ready, the divine word, and I want to tie the divine word up with miracles come from God. You might call it religion, you might call it Baptist, you might call it Catholic, but I want to tell you this morning, this evening, we're talking about the divine word of God, and the divine word of God is going to deliver you to the next level and take you to the next level where whatever you're going through, it's going to carry you a little further, okay? And it takes you to that place where you need to go to get what you need, okay? I think that's the most important thing. I think that's the most important thing tonight. For you tonight, as I get ready, I'm going to get ready to get you paper and pencil where you can make it and come for something. Because of a breakthrough coming. It will be a breakthrough for you. And I want you to encompass it. Jerry, I'm praying for you. And I'll see you tomorrow. I'll hear from Jerry. God bless you. I want to give you a scripture that will work for you going into Proverbs 22, verse 1, 2, and 3. I want you to read that tonight. Matt, I'm praying for you and your family down in Yazoo City, Mississippi. Mary Hawkins, I'm praying for you in Detroit. And I think I sent you the prophecy, Mary Hawkins. And Pearl William, I think I sent you the prophecy. This year, as I said to many people, there'll be a lot of changes going on. And if you read the prophecy, if I do send you the prophecy, call me. It's a bishop. Put that prophecy to me. Give it to me. And where I can have the prophecy. And I want you to have the prophecy. And I want you to get it. I want to make it known. One thing we need to do. He said that he's got one of the jack-up phone companies. They're going to charge up for the show. That's the jack-up phone company. They're going to charge up for the show. That's something that happened on there. I want to talk about freedom. When you really free. And I want to thank you for the telephone call that we love us. Sometimes you got to feel out and let God talk up in you. Let God give you that next level. I don't know where you at, Roshanda. And definitely I'm gonna hear from you. You know, y'all have to get on cue for God to bless you. You have to stay focused for God to do something for you. You have to stay focused for God to bless you. And for God to open a door for you, you have to understand a divine miracle comes from God. The Native Americans never use God as Christian is the God of the water, the God of the wind, the God of the universe. And I just feel that you have outgrown religion. You outgrown Christianity. You have outgrown Islam and Buddhism and Judaism. You have evolved to a God of the universe. And God is speaking through the storms and the floods that you might catch on. And man is studied trying to outdo God. And it's the divine word of God to man and woman. And God gave the earth to the universe. So God did that. So we have to be able to understand what God is doing for me and you and how we go to the next level. I want you to read Psalms 119 all this month and going into next month. And I want you to understand no stress, miracles being released. They said, well, Jesus did a miracle, turn water to wine. That miracle is already made. And miracles have already been made a long time ago. So miracles already open, and miracles have already opened up doors. So you ain't got to wait on miracles. Miracles have already been turned over to us. And I want to pray especially for you of divine word. Some of you got a word. I see some hands up. Gloria, I see your hand up. What would you like to say, Gloria? Okay. Gloria, this is what I want to say to you tonight. There's some things going on in your life, Gloria. And as I be the prophet of God, I'm going to give you a scripture, one scripture, and it will open up some doors for you. And as I give it to you, you release the power that's been going on. You've been going through this. Read Psalm 13, and I want you to read Psalm 72 to release that around you. I want to tell you, Brother Tick and Gary Wayne, I want to take the spell that's been put on you by witchcraft, magic put on you. You know, I was talking to a lady today, and she said, Bishop, this young lady, I had to leave her alone because she was putting spells on people, and she had them people under control, and I didn't know that could happen. If you are born again, woman or man of God, you're able to overcome that because, you know, there's a lot of evil going on more so than ever. The spirit of Abaddon, Deborah, is moving strong. And the spirit of Abaddon is the spirit of death and killing and murder and jealousy and envy. Psalms, I want you to read Psalms 119. Read it four ways, east, west, north, and south, and make your request. Tonight as I come, freedom is not free. But I want to tell you, I'm excited for what God's going to do. Let me, I got some of the prophecy here. I'm just going to read one or two of them. Some, because Debian read some last night. And I don't know, did I get the rest of them to her? But I want to say this here. Mother Carey gave me this song. And I love the song. And Sherry gave me this song. I already know that soon and very soon we're going to see the King. It's three bars of that. And the last bar, the hallelujah, hallelujah, we're going to see the King. No more dying up there, no more crying up there, no more sorrow up there. We're going, that's an old Christian song that they used to sing in the cotton patch and the sugar cane patches, our ancestors, okay? Now, what I want to say to you tonight, and tonight is divine word. And you said, Bishop, what is my divine word? And I want to tell you, your divine word tonight, as I give you your divine word, and this for you, your divine word. And I want to tell you, once you release your divine word, it's got a message in it for you. Okay. And 45:15, your divine word is 37, Psalm and 43. Okay, that's your divine word for tonight. 17:19, your divine word is 31. 01:39, your divine word is 29. 64:92, your divine word is Psalm 16. Now, you might not understand what I'm saying. I'm through with that. Going to the next level. That's your divine word tonight. And what I want to ask you tonight, what is your assignment? I was thinking about a young lady, and I was excited. I was sitting in my office. I was excited about, and I was telling her about the restaurant, I got excited because the Spirit showed me also in that restaurant in the back, you know what I'm talking about, we will have a designer shop closed. And I talked to a gentleman that said, well, Bishop, I already got that, and I can set it up. I said, okay, things are coming together. I'm praying much for you, Bright Star, and I want to tell you, Bright Star, life is opening up, and things are coming to a head. I just want you tonight to stay focused on what God got for you. Now, if you got a need in our ministry, plant a seed, go to my website, thuseedabraham.com, and say, this is my donation, this is my seed for my need. Now, you can go to Cash Out, if money sign, Bishop TT, and go to Cash Out, and you get it right to me. Tonight, I just want to take my time and tell you some things open up for you, and it's going to work for you. And Lorraine, I want you to read Psalms 19. And I want to tell you that 19 is going to work for you for this month out. I'm going into next month. I ain't got to say, you know what's happening. I want to tell you all this. I'm just looking for somebody to tell me, Bishop, I got a breakthrough. And I've been asking God for a breakthrough. And if somebody, I want to tell you, I was talking to Mother Teacher. I was telling her, a lot's going on, Mother, but God, the devil fighting you because you got a work to do for God. Anytime you have a work to do for God, it gets business fight you. I want you to know that. And it gets busy in people. But you got to curse the devil and move on. You got to say, devil, get the hell away from me because I'm going to serve the Almighty God. And I'm going to stay focused in what I'm doing. And some of you lose. I was praying. The lady called me from Orlando, Florida. She I didn't know she was on the block talk. She's a bishop right down the street. The boy didn't know the lady. Shot the lady and the daughter. And he didn't even know him. Just broke in the house and shot him. The boy was on drugs and his legs with that powder. You got a black and white. You got a lot of young brothers. Got them guns and they killing innocent people. Okay? Because they own that powder. They're taking cocaine and they're taking reefer and sprinkling with some kind of powder. They go automatic crazy if they don't die, and they've been dying in their sleep. Oh, the devil got something for you. So you got to stay focused and know that God is the divine word, all is well. God of the wind, the God of the water, the God of the universe, and the Almighty God. See, some of you, You start and stop. I'm so tired, but you keep doing the same thing. I want to break. You don't really want to break because you don't want to repent. You don't want to tell the truth to your children. You don't want to tell the truth to your husband. Or you don't want to tell the truth to your wife. You got to tell the truth. And I don't care if it's your son-in-law, your grandson. You got to tell, hey, that ain't a good match. To do it if you want to. Once you tell them the truth, the burden off of you. Hello, lady asked me, Bishop, I'm going to jump up and leave this man. I said, you're going to get killed. I need to tell him, I said, get your stuff when you go to work and leave. Okay. She obeyed. And the mama called me, said, Bishop, I'm glad you told, because she didn't get finna get killed. Because the boy and them drugs, he high, and got a lot going on. Sometimes you got to just leave it alone and move on. Somebody know what I'm talking about. And sometimes you got to leave it all alone. Well, that's my baby daddy. Hey, he's just a donor. You the one got the baby, take care of him. You'll get killed trying to mess with that demon in him, that jealous demon, that hate demon. I know a young lady, and I was telling her, the man jealous of you being successful, he ain't successful. She said, Bishop, you right. So I'm telling you tonight, in all, this is what Prophet John's always saying, in all thy ways, acknowledge God, he will. If you walk in the path of God, God's going to direct you. The Spirit, the ancestors, going to direct you to the right path. I say, our ancestors. You know, it's like this, And I'm going to give you this, and it's going to hang with you. Ashe, Ashe, Ashe. God loves the man in you. God loves the woman in you. And when you say, God loves the joy in you, and when you begin to say, well, I love you, I love God in you. I love the love in you. I love the joy in you. Ashe, Ashe, Ashe. When you begin to see beyond negativity and see positive, I'm praying right now. I set up a special life for somebody. I've seen where some evil going on in the law enforcement down in Monroe. But it's going to be all right because some people from the fall, and these people have been doing dirt for a long time. And the Bible says the wages of sin is death. And the gift of God eternal. When I walk them streets, there's going to be some changes. From the governor house to the mayor house, I'm going to knock on the door. I want to know why black boys are being thrown in jail and can't get out, trying to make a way. White boys, they go to jail to get out the same day. They got a halfway house set up for them in the bottom of the church. How come the black churches ain't set up somewhere for the young men to come to? Oh, here's something going on in this world. What happened in Memphis? I want to say this to him. In 1968, Dr. King was in Memphis. He was marching for the garbage guy. And back then, Mayor Lowe, the white guy, hated black folks. They had two black police officers in 1968 in Memphis. One was guarding the alley, and the other was guarding the guys that were saying, walking around, saying we want to work together, we are men. I'm still saying we are men and women. Some radical black guys, they don't even know how they got the job. If they got the job and they violated the black, they were beating black folks up. Yeah. And they was taking dope from black folks, reselling these black. That's what they was doing. But you see how the truth come out. And they beat that young man to death and killed him. Okay? But they were thugs. They had bought up. They were thugs, and they don't represent the black community. They just working them the white boy that's beating people up. Okay? And I want to say this tonight. The divine word is God is able. And when you pray, things happen. Freedom is not free. I want to say that. Freedom is not free. I pray tonight, Father, open our eyes that we might see. And some of you need to see what's going on. In the Black History Week, this is the Black History Month. I play with the Houston. You know, I just believe that Prince and Michael Jackson were set up to not to be successful. They were rich and they were gifted, but the powers to be try to always try to take from those, try to take from them, and that's what happened. But God is able to break some yoke. Chicago and clean them up, but they didn't do it. So it's a lot of powerful things that's going on around the world. I got Dr. Henry Clark last night. I had him on. Some people said they couldn't hear him. And he was talking about getting him on tonight. This is Dr. Henry Clark.
God is accepting you such things. See what's coming from. The feet to fall. Now, the people who defeated them are begging them for commercial space in the world. What did they take away from them? The concept of nature is the concept of God as they conceive God to be. You do not have an absolute concept of God. You dare not think about God. We don't worship a single religion as an absolute concept of God. Your Christian God, your Christian concept of religion was created as a conference in Isaiah 325 A.D. Christ you worship was created a few hundred years later in Italy by Michelangelo, an artist with a gender problem. Now, who between the Congress in Nicaea, 325 A.D., the 1500s, when the Pope commissioned that mission to be painted, what did the people turn to for Jesus Christ? Nobody. So they had presented them to. When they come, when they get the whole Virgin Mary concept came out of Nigeria. So they Europeanized the faith and gave it to you, and you bought their concept. Not your concept. And yet there's a body of great literature done created with your concept that you will not read. John Jackson devoted most of his life to your side of the religious story. People make concepts to suit the minds they hope for. So, do you think the Christians dare to live by white? Do you think the Arabs dare to live by Islam? For you to live by?
Liar and a hypocrite, because God do not care.
Why don't we analyze something? I have no problem with the million man heart if it requires Jesus Christ. But we use the word atonement. Who am I atoning for? What am I atoning? Let somebody atone to me.
All right.
that even in the fact they think that India is the second most populated country in the world. That even look back at China is the most populated country in the world. You look back at Apple, you don't know what to look back at. Look back at Africa. I don't belong over there. It's you don't belong over here. But the concept of state has wiped his mind. The educated Africans don't know what kind of state existed in Africa before the Europeans. I don't mind marching. I've been in a whole lot of marches in my life. Every single significant fight for black liberation the last 60 years in New York City, I've been a part of it. Left and right. March with the communists, march with the socialists, march with anybody that I believe. But what is the march for? Slavery, Mauritania, in the Sudan, nobody's willing to march on a single Arab embassy. The Arab feels like men take their women, make them work in the field all day, and use them sexually at night. The Arab vicious in sexual exploitation of black women. So what you getting so dual-eyed over them for? You have to create the religion that's turned on you. You should deconceptualize it based on your need and not give a damn whether anybody likes it or not. It is so selfish. I didn't say leave any of it. I said, make it over to your need. I don't care for the people's life. One of the great flaws in the left movement, Russia said that they are officially an atheist nation. What fool would have such little knowledge of people? They would declare themselves an atheist nation. Now, I hold all forms of organized religion and contempt. Yet I'm so spiritual, I won't even step on a cockroach. I love life so much. I don't think it was necessary to organize religion. They were better before you organized them, put one against the other. I know there's a force in this universe larger than me. I know I can't make the rain. I can't make a single flower, a petal of a rose. I can't bring back the spring or the winter. I know there's something there that I have to be beholden to. If you call it God, that's your privilege. I choose to respect it without necessarily calling it anything. Living in Africa, among our people, I think we will believe in their faith, our belief system. They think that God comes, only they don't know you as God, comes out of a body of fresh blood and a body of fresh water, and uses his defense. But each hour, in the difficulty, they go by a body of fresh water. That makes just as much sense to me as you saying to some God in the sky that you never saw. But we look at their lives, their individual lives, and they spell it out. Everybody is a part of everything. Time put on home. Women of our age group mourn with us. They dance out the life of the deceased. At the funeral, they walk through the neighborhood with big sheep throwing money on the sheep. All this respect to the elders. This is 6 weeks at the home of the elders. Come home. Now I know what the custom came from. Taking all the punish out of the house, wash everything. Not out of the house. They tell the children to have. They give her new clothes. She must never wear any clothes she wore while her husband was alive. They say, as long as there's clothes among your people, you still have clothes. But then we place the bodies of the food. They say, they must accept it. Some there's food among your people to have food. Social security, built into a society. How dare you call these people uncivilized? Somebody is going to a relief bureau. Going to own people. You're not getting out of a house. You're not evicted. Cousins, uncles, all together, make sure you take care of the permanent office, take care of the community for the children, come in and that. The brother that's left is responsible for locating her on Europe, and taking her into his household as one of his wives. I don't care how that sounds to you. At least you got one. You still haven't got one. Society has made provision for her never to be alone. Now you can understand why there was no prostitution in these societies until the foreigners came. When you obey the custom that you made, you didn't have a word to jail, but you took care of these things within the structure of the family. You became a mystic of the foreign concept. You saw the most important thing a people must have, the concept of the state. When you lose the physical state, but never lose the mental state, carry in your mind. When they take you away from the physical state, you can recreate the state away from home. What are the East Indians doing stealing stores in your neighborhood? They're doing what you're supposed to do. They're stealing the structure of the state. They're stealing in your neighborhood because they can get away with stealing in your neighborhood, but you're not doing it. There's an opportunity here. You're not taking advantage of. You're not understanding the nature of your own culture. Let me hear that other part. Something that was unknown. The Broadway part. They've been trying to kill here. They don't want it here yet. They moved the island, you can call them late. They moved that island out of the middle of Lenox Avenue. They want to make Lenox Avenue broad enough. But that's the test. Why not have it in Harlem? But God. Then I'm telling you, still not broad. Even with the island home, it's not broad enough for this part. And it shouldn't be that anyway. they don't want you to celebrate culture. You just believe that's what you are doing. Because if you understand Chaldean culture, a few people do, Chaldean culture is not sexual direction down the street. Chaldean culture is joy, beautiful. If they told, if they did, you had a parade with emphasis on true Caribbean culture, the parade would last 1 year, and that would be the end of it. You would tell us about these folks, tell a culture, tell a cultural Granny Nanny, tell of Mary Tuco, who came ahead of Florence Nightingale. You have a float for her. You tell of the revolt that follows the facsimile emancipation, because emancipation is the Chaldean time of a fraud and a fakery. By the time they got boasting about the fraud and the station, they were awakened to discover, hell, they were still slaves. They were still on the same plantation. Now they had to take care of the clothing, the housing.
The drinking prevents shrinks a swollen prostate overnight. Men are regaining control over their black.
You had to work for a pittance, there was no other place to work. But the Caribbean free man called their attention to this. It set in motion, especially in Jamaica, correctly before 1665. In the beginning of the emancipation was 30 years before. So what did they fight for? 1865. Everybody for the fact that they realized the emancipation was a problem. All the great culture you have. One of the main reasons that culture succeeded being the basis of the revolt, why the revolt was so successful, if they had an African culture understood. Because they didn't break them up as the group was supposed to stop in the United States. They didn't outlaw the drum as Luke said they outlawed our drum. They didn't outlaw the African language. They could speak to each other in a manner that their master could not understand. Although that they did it, one image. Out of the land. It's too funny, alone with Joe, who needs evaluation, because if he's a baby, he'll have a cover. That's the lame who will for the Haitian Revolution. After the kidnapped son, a man who was too wise for his day, Christophe. Once you see Napoleon's cousin, the clap. Duchamp was naive enough to go with one coachman who got kidnapped. He was Christophe. A company of soldiers in Leclerc's living room, surrounding him on every side. He marched up to the French when they say, Fisher Leclerc, what do you? He's just the ring of the hour. He spoke to Leclerc's servant in an African man. The servant was a captain in the Haitian army in a star in Leclerc's household. He made the star in order. Give the order on Cajun. On the started running the French started retreating to the hills. And the Africa said, treat those African drums two times and come close to the drum, the drum will retreat. This Franklin was stop raising hats without trying a shot. African culture defeated them. Can't use it unless you can preserve it. But when it comes to the hard way, what you are seeing is a grand and colorful show. But not you. Oh, seeing a great Caribbean culture. It's about Caribbean culture. About Granny Nanny. You have so many lies about Granny Nanny. It's hard to get to the truth. They said people put a bullet at her. She's trying to get the bullet in her. The wind well behind was told to put it right back in the face of it. Put it and kill it. She was a great savage, far better than her brother Kojo. What did we have a flat of clothes celebrating that? Of the great Mayo relic, Trevor, man song, action. From the hills, people who go to Southern Ireland, all the most numerous on. Island of Jamaica, more numerous than Haiti. Haiti for a short period and one independence, maybe for a long period and get the circumstances in which one produced it. The civilians took that fresh great army to Haiti a little too late. Besides, the Haitian generals outsmarted them. No, Jesse Lane said that before it's all over, I'll make them those dogs. Surrounded the French army, supplied them with food and supplies, and in final analysis, they would eat those dogs. That's that. Don't have a Caribbean race. That has to be part of it. Sexual gyration is a private thing. Look in your private mate to the room to flow. That has nothing to do with race at all. It's bad for race. Grand Marshal was Mediterranean battle passing to fight. If you think that guy is a white thing, you forgot to notice something on that screen.
Experience Casper Comfort at a sleep shop near you. Our sleep specialists can help you find your perfect mattress and decide and sleep on it with an in-store nap trial. Plus, get same-day delivery or same-day delivery.
But I know come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. Well, I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gon' come. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother, and I say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, there have been times that I thought I couldn't last for long. I'm able to carry on. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gon' come.